From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says he is saddened and outraged by an attack in Germany that left two U.S. Air Force personnel dead and two others wounded. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the four U.S. servicemen were shot while waiting on a bus outside the Frankfurt airport.
President Obama interrupted a midday briefing at the White House to extend his condolences to the families of those who are killed or wounded in the shooting. The suspected gunman, said to be from Kosovo, is in German custody. Mr. Obama says the U.S. will spare no effort in making sure that everyone responsible is brought to justice.
This is a stark reminder of the extraordinary sacrifices that our men and women in uniform are making all around the world to keep us safe. And the dangers that they face all around the globe.
An Air Force spokesman says all four of the shooting victims were stationed at an Air Force base in eastern England. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate is overwhelmingly endorsing a two-week extension to keep the government running until mid-March. NPR's Ted Robbins reports the vote comes just a day after the House passed a similar extension.
The continuing resolution averts a government shutdown this Friday, but it only buys 2 weeks for the House and Senate to come to a compromise on spending for the rest of this year. The short extension itself has $4 billion in cuts, but the House wants that as a down payment for $61 billion in cuts. The democratically controlled Senate rejected that as too deep last month, but Senate leadership has indicated it may be willing to accept more cuts now. The question is whether any compromise will be enough for the Republican-controlled House. Ted Robbins, NPR News, The Capitol.
A fundamentalist church facing global outcry over its anti-gay protests near military funerals is declaring a huge legal victory. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 8-1 that the disputed actions by the Kansas-based Westboro Baptist Church are protected under the First Amendment. Members who protest at military funerals believe fatalities in the Afghanistan and Iraq wars are God's punishment for the U.S.'s tolerance of homosexuality. Attorney Margie Phelps says the church is doing the nation a favor.
You want to keep blathering about our motive being unkind? We are trying to warn you to flee the wrath of God. Flee eternal destruction. What could be more kind than that?
Justices upheld an appeals court ruling that threw out a $5 million judgment to the father of a fallen Marine whose funeral was targeted for protests. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 9 points at 12,048 in trading of just over 2 billion shares. The NASDAQ was up 5 points at 2,742. From Washington, this is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, angered by news of the death of the sole Christian member of Pakistan's cabinet, says the murder was an attack on tolerance in the country. More on this from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
At a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, Secretary Clinton was asked about the assassination of Pakistan's Minority Affairs Minister, Shahbaz Bhatti. She says she was shocked and outraged.
I think this was an attack not only on one man, but on the values of tolerance and respect for people of all faiths and backgrounds.
She called Bhatti an impressive and courageous man and says he was well aware of the, quote, drumbeat of threats against him. This was the second assassination of a high-profile Pakistani official who opposes blasphemy laws. The governor of Punjab was recently killed after he called for a pardon of a Christian woman sentenced to death under those laws. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
War continues outside the International Space Station today. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports two astronauts are taking care of maintenance.
Steve Bowen and Alvin Drew have a long list of home repairs to make to the orbiting outpost. Before they stepped outside, a minor spacesuit leak caused a brief delay, but it was quickly fixed. The astronauts' day includes jobs like venting ammonia from a failed pump module, installing and removing different kinds of insulation, and putting protective covers on the lenses of outside cameras. This is the second spacewalk of Space Shuttle Discovery's mission up to the station. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
And two more flight missions are expected with Endeavour in April and Atlantis in June. This is NPR News.